1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yes, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick here, top three stories. One arrested in connection to the Mexico kidnappings. Four people were kidnapped, and you ended up having two of them were killed. The other two made it back safely to the United States. One person has been arrested in that. Bombshell COVID-19 origin hearing is beginning. It's going to try to figure out, it's going to feature the Wuhan lab leak and Fauci's silencing efforts. So this is coming from the U.S. House of Representatives. And then SoFi Bank is suing to block the Biden student loan payment pause, saying there's no reason to keep pausing the payments of the student loans. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You heard right there, Representative Matt Gaetz. We mentioned this earlier today. He demanded the U.S. withdraw troops from Syria, and saying if Joe Biden wants to keep us in Syria's war, then he must explain to the American people why, what the goal is, and what winning looks like. I totally agree with this, but you heard it right there. It was just voted down. The House did not vote for the resolution. So, oh well. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good this afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You will see some slow-moving traffic still. That's going to be on the bridge due to construction. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, check it and clear. Windhaven Beach, as you are moving westbound on 98 into Navarre, we still have some afternoon traffic. But other than that, on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, we are checking and clear. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So there's this resolution that he introduced was backed by people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Andy Biggs. It was rejected 103-321. It was supported by 56 Democrats and 47 Republicans. So it was actually a little bit more Democrats that supported it than Republicans, but still plenty of Democrats who were against it. 150 Democrats, 171 Republicans voted against the resolution. So 900 troops remain in Syria where they carry out operations against ISIS. And Representative Matt Gaetz from Panhandle here said the troops there were trapped in a hellscape of war and meddling from various foreign nations. And there was no end in sight. And he says, so often we come to the floor and we debate frivolities. This is one of the most important things we could be talking about, how we use the credibility of our fellow Americans, how we spill the blood of our bravest patriots. We have stained the deserts of the Middle East with enough American blood. It's time to bring our servicemen home. And so opponents, though, it's because I'm thinking, yeah, this all makes sense. Opponents say it was vital to review the U.S. presence in Syria, but withdrawing from the country would threaten Americans by allowing foreign terrorist groups to strengthen. So, look, I think we need to see, like they said, it's important to review our presence in Syria. Okay, so let's review it then. But let's not just make this go away. But you know what's going to happen. It's going to go away now. Representative Joe Wilson, Republican from South Carolina, said he believed the withdrawal would lead to a much larger, more complex problem at a higher cost and threat to Americans worldwide. Peace is best maintained through strength. Ugh, I hate this kind of mentality. Sorry, I just do. It's supposed to be national defense, and I just don't believe that our only defense option is by being on offense. And there's things we can do to protect us here at home. But then again, if we don't have a, if we don't have border security, which we don't, if we don't have our own Patriot missile supply system, Iron Dome missile supply defense, then, which we don't, if we don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't focus on things that can actually protect us enough. There's technologies out there we could be doing now with surveillance of drones and satellites and Iron Dome type systems and things like this that I feel like we could get a lot of these things handled. So we don't need strength, peace through strength and being in foreign countries and trying to keep them from growing. We just need to protect ourselves. So if they do grow, they can't come here. And or make it very difficult for them to come here and do damage to us, or make it very difficult for them to shoot missiles from wherever they are, or wherever it might be. Those are just my thoughts. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, there was a poll done, not even a poll. It was a reporter from NBC who went to Crimea to investigate the Ukrainian war and Russia and all this other stuff. And he was surprised to find something. The people of Crimea consider themselves Russian. The reason why this is a surprise is because there's been a lot of discussion about we have to support Ukraine and free Crimea. And even Ukrainians are saying, look, since they've attacked us, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to push them back and then we'll free Crimea. Well, according to this NBC reporter who was on the ground in Crimea, he was very surprised to find that many of Crimeans are pro-Russian more than they are pro-Ukraine. I thought that was very interesting. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just saw this text here. The Empire, Bobby, the Empire needs troops all over the world. Yes, the Empire. Exactly is what it feels like. I hate it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We have the most powerful military in the world. I just feel like we could also have the most powerful national defense in the world if we focused on that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Join Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball comes up on March 11th, 6 o'clock, the ballroom at the Hilton of Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up next, top trending news. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby, can you still believe in network TV and what they're saying? Oh, heavens no. I mean, it's like somebody who yesterday was accusing me of just listening to Tucker Carlson and trying to repeat his points. I'm like, I don't even listen to Tucker. I don't even watch Fox News. I don't watch any network TV. I haven't in years, in years and years and years and years. It's just not like the only time I watch it is like if I'm watching a presidential debate. That'll be about it. I don't watch the network news, network TV news at all. Just don't haven't trusted it forever. Even Fox News, and it's just not something I'm. It's one of those things too. Look, I spend 3 hours a day talking about the news, right, and then I spend, more hours than that preparing for it. So I don't have any more time in my brain to be covering the kind of stuff. So it's like, I know there's some people like, Mark Levin. I've talked to Mark Levin about this in the past where he's like, how can we do anything else but focus on the Constitution? when the Constitution is on the line. And I'm like, oh, man, there's sports and there's good movies out to watch. Like, sometimes you just need a break. So I can't deal with it too much. Yeah, good point here. It's all editorial. No way on the MSN. No way on mainstream media. So you trust the internet? Oh, no. That's the other thing. That's actually one of my biggest pet peeves about the internet. I can't tell you how many people send me stuff. And I'm talking like conservative leaning people who will send me things. And I'm like, that's been debunked already. Or they send me things. I get anything on the internet, I always try to verify it. Try to find other credible sources. And finding a credible source is not merely looking at the headline, because you'll be amazed at how many times you'll find from one website a headline about something. You'll Google it, try to find it or whatever, and you find another headline. But when you click on the stories, the actual article is the exact same article word for word. It's just on a different website with a different headline. You see that all the time. Like, well, that's not verification. I need to see multiple sources that back up where it's coming from. And often whenever you see an article that's is like, this study, well, what study? I need to pull the study up, you know, I'm not going to read your breakdown of the study. I want to see the study. And if you don't have a link to the study, you ain't real. And that's kind of my approach with the interwebs. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Yeah, ditto on TV watching. I don't even watch the debates. Oh, you're a step above me right there. All right, we're going to get top trending news in a second. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by ECUA. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout our area, as well as Highway 90 on 9 Mile Road, Cervantes, Scenic, and Mobile Highway. We still have some slight traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Bridge, but nothing too bad. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
There could be more charges coming for former Pensacola contractor Matthew Banks. The Florida State Attorney's Office say they have been investigating Banks' case, plan to make a charging decision within a few weeks. Once that decision is made, the investigation will be made public. Banks reportedly owes more than $1 million in restitution and fines. And lastly, the driver of a truck is injured but expected to survive after the vehicle crashed into a house on 9th Avenue and Bowie Street yesterday. Pensacola police say the crash happened around 7 p.m. The driver of the white truck reportedly rear-ended another vehicle, then lost control, hit a street sign, and ultimately a house. Officers say the house was hit so hard it may have shifted.
Jeez, wow. Yeah, not good.
Hard hit.
Shifting a house. That's something else. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Get a quick break. Come back here with a legislative update for you on News Radio 92.3.
This feels like something special, so won't you tell me just how you
call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple of things to let you know about the legislative update from today. There is a bill that's ready for the floor vote to regulate kratom. I was calling it kratom earlier. It's spelled K-R-A-T-O-M. This will ban kratom sales for those under the age of 21. Kratom apparently is an edible plant from Southeast Asia that gives you a euphoric high. And it's banned in six states, including Alabama. But here it would be legal for those over the age of 21. School choice bill passed through its second committee as well. That's called right now, Bobby. 40th anniversary of the Pensacola Opera is going to close with Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. Comes up March 17th and 19th with a special thanks to presenting sponsor David Richborg for In Memory of Norman Ricks. A story of love, loss, and redemption, Carousel changed the face of American musical theater when it premiered in Broadway in 1945. In a Maine coastal village towards the end of the 19th century, the swaggering carousel barker Billy Bigelow falls for the sweet mill worker Julie Jordan. After they get married, Billy loses his job and Julie becomes pregnant. In a desperate attempt to support his family, Billy makes a bad decision and tragedy strikes. Billy's given a chance to make good, but is it a little too late? Or will the lucky star save him and those he loves? Once called the greatest, musical of the 20th century by Time Magazine, it's a Tony Award-winning production, one of the most famous classical musicals of all time. So check it out March 17th and 19th. And listen to Pensacola Morning News tomorrow morning for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go check it out. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. One arrested in connection with the Mexico kidnappings that occurred with the four Americans, two of them killed. Bombshell COVID-19 origins hearing will begin with the U.S. House panel, or U.S. House committee. It's going to feature Wuhan lab leak and Fauci's silencing efforts. And SoFi Bank has sued the Biden administration over their student loan payment pause. And basically, there's no reason to pause student loan payments right now. Of course, the reason for that is not because of COVID anymore. The real reason why they've paused it at this point in time and in this, you know, this long after COVID is actually because they're trying to get student loan forgiveness passed, but they have to wait for the Supreme Court ruling on that. And so they've got the student loan payment pause in hopes that by the summer, the Supreme Court will rule that they can go forward with their student loan forgiveness program. And so there will be no more student loan payments. And of course, SoFi is saying, well, even if that comes to pass, in the meantime, they could be making payments to us. Those are your top three stories at Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is underway right now. Atlanta Hawks lead the Washington Wizards by 4 points with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. The rest of the game's just kind of started. Miami is beating Cleveland by 1 point. It's only 4-3. Portland over Boston, 8-7. ESPN has the tip-off any minute now between the Dallas Mavericks and New Orleans Pelicans. When that game's over, they'll have the Toronto Raptors playing the Clippers. In preseason baseball, the Cardinals beat the Yankees earlier. Angels beat the Rockies, and the Reds beat the Padres. NCAA men's basketball earlier today, we had Colorado beating Washington. St. John's beating Butler. Pitt beating Georgia Tech. Texas A&M Corpus Christi beat Northwestern. You know, upset right there. And then Wake Forest beat Syracuse by 3 points. And with that, right after the game was over, Syracuse went ahead and parted ways with their longtime head coach, Jim Boeheim. Jim Boeheim out after 47 years. And then West Virginia is beating Texas Tech right now by 6 points. And University of North Carolina is beating Boston College by 19. Then tonight at after this game's over on ESPN2, that's the North Carolina-Boston College game, you'll have Virginia Tech playing NC State around 8:30-ish tonight. Then NHL hockey on TNT. Puck just dropped between Chicago and Detroit, still scoreless in that one. Puck just dropped between Minnesota and Winnipeg. Then tonight around 9 o'clock on TNT will be Anaheim against Vancouver. Then let's get traffic on the fives, and we'll come back with your sports news.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90. That's going to include Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Our bridge is moving nicely. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. So sports stories for you, sports news. Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies has been cleared of criminal charges after that video of him waving a gun at a Colorado strip club. Alabama's Brandon Miller has broken his silence on the shooting where he allegedly provided the firearm, saying it's a heartbreaking situation. UCLA guard Jalen Clark going to be out for the season with an Achilles tendon, so that's going to hurt them in March Madness in the tournament. And then I just mentioned that Jim Boeheim is out at Syracuse after 47 years. And DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver with the Cardinals, says, "I'm preparing myself for whatever the future holds." Preparing to possibly not be an Arizona Cardinal. And so we'll see what happens with that. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So Governor DeSantis today held a press conference in Tampa. And they gave a warning that there would be a presentation that would begin with a 5-minute video that was sexually explicit and not suitable for children. After the video was over, the staff put up a sign reading, "Exposing the book ban hoax." The event focused on all these reports that school districts are, that Florida's banning books in school districts and making teachers remove class libraries to audit materials, and now there's empty bookshelves and things like that. And they're saying, no, that's not what's going on. So they, there's basically the governor stated in his presentation that the book ban rumors were a hoax used to sexualize children, as also promising that would be addressing the Black History hoax as well. And he says, you got talking about the there's a video in Duval County where the shelves were empty. He said it was a hoax made by a school employee who was later fired. He says, you've also got other things where they tried to say you're not allowed to teach certain things that we actually require. A lot of what's going on is an attempt to create a political narrative, and it's a false political narrative, and it's bad enough for me, but it's an important thing that's a false narrative that's using our schools for indoctrination. He went on and stated further that I think there's a concerted effort to bring some of this sexualization into the classroom, particularly in these young grades. Even when you're talking about 12, 13-year-olds, I think that most parents would say absolutely not, end quote. That was in reference to, once again, these books that are being taken out of schools, and as well as the Parental Rights in Action Bill and things like that. You know, I mentioned it before. The people who opposed the Parental Rights in Action Bill, the people who opposed it, not the people who just were against it. I'm talking about the people who came up with the term "Don't Say Gay" bill. The people who came up with that term and propagated that term and made it sound like that's what this bill was about. I've said it before. I'll say it again. They're groomers. And those people who started that whole thing, they want to sexualize their children. They want children at a young age to get comfortable with sexuality, with alternative genders and alternative lifestyles. They want that. And that they know that they can't just come out there and go, "We want this." And so they spun it in a way to try to get a lot of support. And guess what? It worked. They got nationwide support for their opposition. And it was all a lie. It's not because when you talk to people who are opposed to it and you're like, "So you're okay with a first grader learning about homosexual sexuality and having books that show and depict pictures of this for first graders?" They're like, "No." Like, well, that's what the bill's dealing with. and it's making sure teachers don't talk to the kids about this and that and stuff like this. And but the people who started it, they want that stuff. So I totally agree with the governor here that the opposition, the hoaxes, the narratives where all the books are, there's no books on the shelves, it's all propagated from people who want to do damage to the kids. And it's about a political narrative that they're trying to create. Look, I've stated this before, even when people oppose things about Biden or when they oppose things with Trump, I'm like, there's legitimate things that you can oppose them on that you don't have to have hubris to oppose them on it or to criticize them about certain things. So you don't need hubris and you don't need to make up stuff. There's plenty of stuff there. But that's the thing, is when people feel like they don't have enough support behind their opposition, that's when they start to make up stuff and make it seem worse than what it really is. And that, you heard it. They say that they do that about Biden. They do that with Trump. They did it with Obama. Do it with George W. Bush. They just, if there's somebody, if you don't have enough opposition, people start to make stuff up in order to try to get more support. It sucks. It happens. We just have to be aware that that's what's going on. It's Pensacola right now. But unfortunately, the problem is, the you know who's falling for it, hook, line, and sinker more often than not? It's not you and me. It's mainstream media. It's journalists and editors. They're the ones that are falling for it, hook, line, and sinker, and then propagating it. That's the problem. They're the ones that aren't verifying. They're the ones that aren't doing trust and verify. They're the ones that are just going, don't say gay bill. Let's run this report on this. I can't believe the governor is doing this, and da da da. And they run all these articles. The shelves are empty of books. I can't believe that. See, this is what the governor did. And they just run with it, and they don't verify. They didn't try to find out for sure. And it's the journalists. It's like, oh, my gosh. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Sunny D. Sunny D's gross. I'm just going to say it. Don't give me that look, Gracie. It's gross. It's not orange. It's an orange flavored sugar drink that just tastes, it has a little bit of a weird bite to it. It's gross.
I grew up with those in my lunchbox.
But you don't drink them now.
I know, but the memory of them are
gross.
Still nice.
When you get to be an adult, you're like, oh, why did I drink this? It's like, because your parents were just like, whatever.
It's literally orange syrup.
It's orange syrup, exactly. Like, it's cheap. Kids won't know any different. They'll just drink it up. Well, apparently now Sunny D is coming out with a hard version. That's right. Alcoholic version of Sunny D is now available. So the drink that's for kids is now available for adults. Now, I guess the one caveat here, as one person stated, as like what Gracie just stated, a lot of people grew up on the Sunny D. And they're not necessarily going to be wanting Sunny D right now. But if you throw a little alcohol in it, then all of a sudden you get a little nostalgia. Well, you have a grown-up drink. Is that really a grown-up drink, though, if you're drinking Sunny D? Doesn't matter, it has alcohol in it. It's still not really a grown-up drink, is it?
It does sound like a drink that you would have when you're under 21 trying to enjoy alcohol. Yeah, like those exactly. Smirnoff Ices, those orange ones, that's basically alcoholic Sunny D.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, it's a Sunny D vodka seltzer is what this one is. Just... Okie dokie. All right, it's Pensacola right now, and it's going to be selling at Walmart's Saturday. So, select Walmart, so it may not even be here. Okay. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, I'm going to get a quick update from, actually, you know what? We already ran a little late, so let's get traffic on the fives, then we'll take a quick break.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback, is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to, let's take a quick break. We'll come back here with a quick update. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, a multi-car pileup on I-10 eastbound caused quite the traffic backup this morning. Scambia County Public Safety says it started with an accident with at least two vehicles between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29 just after 7 o'clock this morning. Everyone involved has reportedly refused medical attention. And lastly, the driver of a truck is injured but expected to survive after the vehicle crashed into a house on 9th Avenue and Bobby Streets yesterday. Pensacola police say the crash happened about 7 o'clock last night. The driver of the white truck reportedly rear-ended another vehicle, then lost control and hit a street sign and ultimately a house. Officers say the house was hit so hard it may have shifted.
Sheesh. Mm-hmm. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I saw this. Tinder has released a dating dictionary. And I'm like, most of us aren't really in the Tinder dating world, but wait a minute, what's this? It's to help old people hit on young people and connect with them. Okay, now I'm interested, so I clicked the article, and then I really had to share it because it's funny. Some of the words in here is like situationship. It's when it's more than a hookup, but not exclusive. A dater view. when a date feels more like a job interview. A textlationship, when you text all the time but hardly ever meet in person. Kitten fishing. It's not catfishing, where you pretend to be somebody else. It's scaled back version, where you just tweak and embellish things about yourself. Kitten fishing. Okay. There's things like ONS, which is shorthand for one night stand. I'm like, what are these things? What was the other one I said? Oh, zombieing. When somebody you ghosted, when somebody who ghosted you pops back up in your DMs. Okay. It's just very, there's a bunch of these things. They just cracked me up when I saw it. By the way, a poll found 62% of people ages 18 to 25 feel like they speak a different language than their parents when it comes to dating. So I guess the reason for this dating dictionary is for people who are your parents' age to date. I should have made this in the sign of the apocalypse. Supreme Court considering a case. They're going to listen to the oral arguments in April about whether employers who make Christians work on Sunday are violating religious liberty if they request off. It'd be interesting to see how that one goes down. All right, you guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.